Chapter 3. Klein and I jumped to our feet, startled by a sudden ringing sound, blaring like an alarm at full volume.
"What? What's that?"
we shouted simultaneously, then noticed each other's bodies, our eyes wide. Both Klein and I were enveloped in pillars of brilliant blue light. The scenery of the fields faded out behind the colored film. I'd experienced this phenomenon multiple times during the beta test. It was the teleport effect that took place when you used an item to travel instantaneously across the game. But I didn't have the right item, nor had I given the system any such command. If it was a system-side force teleportation, why was it happening without any announcement? As my mind raced, the light surrounding me pulsed stronger, blocking my vision. The blue light faded, and the environment returned, but was no longer the evening field in which we had been standing. I was greeted by wide paving stones, trees lining the street, and a cleanly elegant medieval town. In the far distance straight ahead, a massive palace gleamed darkly. I recognized it instantly as the central square of the town of Beginnings, the game's starting point. I turned to face Klein next to me, his mouth agape. We stared out at the sea of humanity pressed in around us. It was a teeming mass of beautiful men and women, a clash of bristling equipment and hair in every color of the rainbow. These were all fellow SAO players. There had to be several thousand people here. Nearly 10,000, in fact. It seemed likely that every single player who was logged into the game had been forcibly teleported to this square. For a few seconds, there was a tense silence as everyone took in their surroundings. Mutters and murmurs broke out everywhere, steadily rising in volume. Shards of conversation could be made out above the din.
"What's going on? Can we log out now? Hurry it up!"
The murmuring took on a distant tone of anger and frustration, raised voices demanding the GMs come out.